Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is 90.9 WBUR. I'm Sharon Brody. President Trump is being treated for COVID-19 at the Walter Reed National Military Medical Center, and people who've been backing him took to highways in Massachusetts and New Hampshire yesterday to demonstrate their support for him. The local Trump supporters organized a caravan that started in Plymouth and made its way across the New Hampshire border into Londonderry. WBUR's Quincy Walters reports they dubbed it the Trump Train, and he caught up with them during a stop in Lexington.
All aboard. Easily over 100 cars are at the service plaza on Route 128. There are big Trump 2020 flags on the sides of pickup trucks, Jeeps with flags showing Trump's face superimposed onto Rambo's body. Most of the folks here are white, but there are a few people of color too. One car has a Black Voices for Trump bumper sticker.
We have Chinese Americans, we have Latinos, we have everybody who came from all over the state.
Tom Mountain is the regional director of the Massachusetts Trump campaign. He says this caravan was planned before the president was diagnosed with COVID, but he says that galvanized even more people to join them.
We're here to say to our president, Mr. President, we're here for you. We support you in good times and bad. We wish you the best of health. We're with you right through November 3rd.
Mountain, who is not wearing a mask, says he was devastated when he found out the president had COVID-19. Ann Rigosta is also not covering her nose and mouth. Like the president, she does not feel compelled to wear a mask in public.
If I had to put myself on the spectrum, a more anti-mask, or I think it should be optional.
She says she's a little sad for Trump, but not worried.
When he comes out of this, it's going to be like a phoenix rising out of the ashes. Because he's strong, he's mentally strong, he's emotionally strong, he's spiritually strong, he's morally strong.
Rigosta, who lives in Milford, says she showed up out of her devotion to the president.
Who has literally risked his health to get reelected, because that's how much he loves this country and how he loves all Americans.
But not everyone at the Lexington rest stop is gung-ho for Trump. Katherine Johnson pulled into the parking lot amongst the president's ardent supporters. She's on her way to Logan Airport from New Hampshire and is curious about these committed followers of the president.
And I saw this on the other side of the highway and took the roundabout route back here because I just had to witness it for myself.
Johnson says she grew up a Republican. Her dad, William R. Johnson, was the chairman of the New Hampshire Republican Party in the 60s and a judge on the state Supreme Court, she says. And this gathering is disconcerting to her.
I think I'm scared about what it implies, because if he is able to rally his supporters like this with everything he is talking about, the fraudulent election, the coronavirus, the racial unrest, I feel like we're a tweet away from civil war. I really do.
Johnson says she's no fan of the president, but she's hoping he'll pull through.
I hope that he has symptoms that are enough to be the wake-up call America needs him to have to protect us.
She's hoping Joe Biden gets elected. But David Morin from Connecticut, driving a red pickup in the Trump train with a Catholics for Trump sign on the tailgate, says a Biden presidency is unimaginable to him.
God, country, the First Amendment, the Second Amendment, that's all going to be eliminated. They're going to take everybody's guns away except for the criminals.
And David, do you have weapons or...
No, I don't. No. Any day now, I'm going down to pick one up.
As the Trump train makes its way back onto the highway, these unfailing Trump supporters say they're confident the president will pull through. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Quincy Walters.